We are ready to go in and to work with the septagram, entering the portal of the union of God and Goddess, working magic and ritual with your celestial ancient adolescent. Again, finding yourself just out of the creek, standing on the earth, still in the forest, looking for your current time reality adolescent and your druid adolescent, asking them if they are ready. As you turn to walk forward, your higher self is also present, acknowledging them, greeting them. Moving forward, forward, forward. Until you come to another grove with quite a large standing stone. It may have moss all over it, or it may be configured for you to walk through it. On this mossy, large standing stone, larger than you are, wider than you are, you will draw the septagram, the seven-pointed star. You, your druid adolescent, and your adolescent together. If you have looked up what this seven-pointed star looks like, just image that in your mind. It is quite a beautiful pattern. Burning it into that stone with your finger. You may do it with a blue flame or a goldish orange flame. As you do so, this seven-pointed star comes out and begins to spin, as if it's in 3D. Spins and spins and spins. Until suddenly, a beautiful portal is open to you. Walking through it, with your adolescence, you will be initially greeted by Fae, some of the most beautiful fairies you have ever seen. These fairies have a very specific function. They may look more celestial than what you are used to, yet they very clearly carry the elements within them. Some may look lizard-like, where others are more sylph-like or undine-like. All beautiful and glowing with light. You realize that you are still within the portal and they are guiding you. Taking a deep breath and allowing them to guide you all the way through the opening. The opening into Beltane. To the liminal space that holds the magic of your celestial adolescent. just breathing, allowing. And then arriving into yet another space that is still nature-based, but different, dreamy. The vibration here is different. You may again find yourself amongst stones, standing there in the center. Are you your adolescence, your higher self? And you have some more work to do with the septagram, remembering that we are using it as a portal to hold a resonant celestial energy in one place. You may find your place in the east. On the stone that is in front of you, again you will draw a seven-pointed star or burn it from your mind into the stone, looking to your right at the south, burning yet another seven-pointed star into that stone which stands before you. Breathing, turning to your right again, to the west. Burning a seven-pointed star into that standing stone which is before you. Breathing in, using your breath to help with the shift in energy. Turning to your right one more time. To that standing stone which is north. Drawing your last septagram, breathing, burning it from your mind or your finger into that standing stone. Each one has already begun to spin. As you look down, you will create one on the ground, a much larger one beneath your feet. And you will look up above, creating yet another one above your head, as large as the one beneath your feet. The fae begin to gather around, stepping from the stones, assisting you to hold space on the earth, where you open quite a large celestial portal above you. If you are doing this right on Beltane, you may look to see when the veil is at its thinnest astrologically. That is, if you wish to do it exactly with timing. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. You can access the energy of Beltane at any time. Breathing and sensing. Sensing the spinning of all the pointed stars, all of the septagrams, unlocking the heavens or the celestial realms. Your higher self will grow to their vast size. They may change form or shape in order to match the energy that is coming in. We are also there on the earth with you. Calibrating the axis mundi, or in other words, assisting with the energy that comes in and out of your portal. The Divine Infinite or God Goddess touches down from above. You may choose a specific god or goddess, or the horned god and goddess if you wish, or you may simply just see them as God, Goddess. They have both reached their adolescence at this time, and they wish to create with one another. In ancient times, this was specifically a sex ritual. We are working with it in an energetic way. So whichever union feels appropriate for you, you will witness the God and Goddess come together in union. As they do, another energy is created. They will remain locked together in their union until the end of your ritual. This union releases a being. That being is your adolescent. They may be male or female or both. Remembering that they are in their pure form at this time. Behind them you see many other adolescents. All of the adolescents that you have been, they are here to collect again. The adolescent from your current time reality may join them. Your druid adolescent may join them if they wish. If not, you will ask why, what work needs to be done. One or both of them should very easily want to join the others. There is a sense of hundreds or thousands of adolescents behind them, all connected in time and space, all given the same purity of creativity and manifestation from this one being. You have summoned them. You wish to blend with their energy, to receive more of their purity in creativity and the ability to manifest it. You want healing for your own adolescent. Whatever your purpose, state it. If you wish to access more of your creativity, ask them for that. If you wish to access some of your youth, some of your own sexuality, you may ask them for it. If you wish to know more purpose, not just to know it, but to follow through and manifest your purpose in this lifetime, ask them for it. They are here to blend with you that purity of creation. Being birthed of the God-Goddess union, remaining whole and complete, just as the higher self is whole and complete. This is an incredible power to summon. If you have offerings, place them. Celestial adolescent, I ask of you one thing. To blend with a part of your energy so that I may create and manifest, so that I may become whole. So that I may heal my sexuality and accept more of myself. Stepping into their form. Allowing them to blend into your form. You are going to receive their energy now. Breathing and allowing, focusing on the septograms as they spin very, very quickly all around you. and may feel yourself being lifted up into the heavens, into the celestial realms. Allow that. As they place you down in the center of the Beltane Portal, you now have within you an incredible creativity and the ability to manifest it. You now know what your ancient or celestial adolescent is. You can call on them at any time or enter this space to blend with them again. It is something you can do each Beltane. Wiping your eyes if emotion has emerged. Knowing you also have the elements within you, the ones you use to unlock this ancient adolescent. Your magic is now complete. Your adolescent, your ancient adolescent, rejoin your higher self as they are part of one another, lifting into the celestial realms or into the angelic realm. The god goddess also lifting back into their realm, thanking the fae that are present. With hands to forehead, knees to the ground, placing head to the ground, having reverence for the beings that assisted you in your magic, your ritual of becoming. Rather than going back through the portal you came through, you will draw just a pentagram on one of the standing stones to represent the earthly realm, just a five-pointed star, a pentagram. It will open back to the earthly realm where you reside in your body, thanking the fae as they release into the rooks. The septagrams come to a stop and you release them into the earth. Entering back through your pentagram, the portal very quickly closes behind you. You breathe yourself back to waking consciousness within your physical form, writing down anything else you want to remember. Working with this energy, it is part of you now. You can access the celestial adolescent at any time for your creativities and in manifesting those creations on the earth. As always, love is sent without constitutionally physical angels. Good day and good night. You may drift off to sleep with the last few minutes of music, or you may awaken to begin your creative process.